Got a special guest in the studio today, Debbie Duhaime joining us. Always see you on TV with the red dress. Now I see you in person with the red dress right here in our studio. Welcome to 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Bill Daughtry. I'm so honored to be sitting with a legend.
Well, you know, that was a
Everybody's
name.
Calling you that. You know that.
That was a name that was just bestowed upon me by our good friend and colleague, Don LaGreca. And when he first did it, I was like, yo, knock it off, man. Cease and desist with this legend stuff. But he said, no, that's who you are to me. That's who you will always be to me. He persisted, and now the whole world, you know. And the moral to the story is you hang around long enough, I guess you will be
a legend.
A legend. So, Debbie Duhaime, you've been in this traffic game for a long time. And,
yes.
You know, I like to find out about people outside of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Debbie Duhaime. I mean, we know some of your rooting interest as a fan. You're a Mets person. You love LeBron James,
yes,
as
I
a
do.
Matter of fact.
I love LeBron James.
Yeah, he's your
yes,
favorite player on the planet and
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Yes, yes, you know that.
You have jet leanings also.
Yes.
Tell us about Debbie Duhaime. Where are you from? Where'd you grow up? How'd you get involved with these teams?
Well, first of all, I was born in London, England.
Wow.
My mom is British, and my dad was in the Air Force. He's from Bergen County, New Jersey. So when my dad was in the Air Force, he was stationed in Bedford, which is north of London, and my parents met. In England, and they got married, and then I appeared. I was born there. So I was born in an American Air Force hospital in London, but I've been here my whole life. I came here when I was 6 months old.
Now, clear something up for me. When you were born on a military base, that is considered American
yes,
territory.
Yes, yeah. So you can vote for me for president. Yes,
like John McCain.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Rod Langway, great defenseman for the Montreal Canadiens and Washington Cap. He was born in Taiwan.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He's military base, so
yeah,
he's
so,
one of us.
Exactly. So I was automatically an American citizen because of my dad as well, because my dad was American, my mom's British. So, but anyway, my mom, you know, when we came here, I was a baby, and then my parents had two more sisters for me and two more brothers, so one of five, and my mom became a citizen shortly after that, and here in the U.S. of A. And you know, it's just been great. I grew up in New Jersey, and I still live in New Jersey, and my father. I grew up going to Jet games with my dad.
I was going
to
say that first mm-hmm. game was it a Jet game?
Yes, the uh-huh. first football game was a Jet game. My father always took us to Met games out at Shea Stadium.
Uh-huh.
I remember the doubleheaders like on July 4th
yes.
and things like that.
Memorial Day.
Yeah. We'd go the whole family in the station wagon, you know, and then. When my dad started going to football games, he wanted to go to Giants games, but of course he couldn't get tickets. So we'd go to Jet games, and I'm the oldest, so I would go. My sisters didn't really care about football. My brothers came along a little later, so I always loved sports. So I would go to Jet games with my dad, and then now has Giants tickets, so I go to a lot of the Giants games. With them. I tell him, as long as they're early, Dad, I'll go. The 1 o'clock Sunday game's good. The nighttime games I have kind of a tough time with. You know, with
yeah,
our hours,
yeah.
Bill? You know what I'm talking about. So, but anyway, I grew up in New Jersey, and I just have a great family, and I went to DePaul Catholic High School in Wayne, and I went back to school at William Patterson.
Okay,
I had my son pretty young, and then I ended up going back to school to get into broadcasting, but I was always in sales full time, and I still have a sales job as well. So but I did a lot of stuff at William Patterson, including hosting a little show called Debbie's Dance Classics.
See
I play
that.
Some of the dance music.
Look at that. So you're into the music too.
Yeah. Oh, and when I was working for a small station in New Jersey, WGHT, I did sports with Kevin Burkhardt. And Kevin Burkhardt helped me a lot with sports. I covered high school football and baseball. And so, you know, my sports, you know, I love sports.
Hey, so you got a true sports background. You don't just chime in. I just think it's interesting how we all become fans of that first team that we
yes,
saw.
It's true.
You know, just like you had the Shea Stadium experience.
Yeah.
My father took me to see the New York Giants at Yankee Stadium.
See?
And he took me to see the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium, so
it's in your heart.
Think I lean towards.
Yeah,
you know?
It's in your heart.
It's that
That's
first
it.
Experience, especially
yeah.
when it's a good one.
Yeah.
Debbie Duhaime, learned a little bit about you. She's more than traffic. Kevin Burkhardt, he's done pretty well. You taught him well.
That's for sure.